And everybody was sitting around milling and grooving, you know, listening to music. We went downstairs and took one each. I went back upstairs and nothing seemed to happen. I thought, ah, these things are nothing.
Now, look here. Is everybody ready?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Leave it on, right? Right, there's a love light for you there, kicking off top of the hour, right here tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Sure enough, I'm just going to admit, that it's June 15th of 2013, right? So if you're out there and you're digging it, and it is June 15th of 2013, you know, then you're digging this as a live situation. All right, here we are, Jimmy Knight sitting in with you on the Lost Discs Radio Show with our buddy Brad from Grits Radio fame.
Hi, folks.
Riding shotgun there. All right, and Joe Stacks is on the phonium line.
Hey, everyone. Hey, I just got to say, if you're listening to this in the past, if it's June 15th, 2012...
Yes, sir.
Bet against the Pens.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that there, Joe.
I think we're all a little bitter here in the city.
Yeah, all right. Well, Joe, telling us how he feels there tonight, folks. And here we are kicking it off with, believe it or not, the out-of-sight sounds of the Dials. Okay, right off the LP, Brad.
The LP.
Right? Are you okay with that? We got the stereo copy. We got a stereo copy. What's the title of that LP, Brad?
Oh, it's called Monkey Time.
Yeah.
On Time Records.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Stereo copy. Yeah. The Dials.
Yeah, I don't really feel comfortable. Go ahead, check out the track listing on that. Like there's like every other song on both sides of that album have the word monkey in the title.
Yeah, monkey walk.
Yeah,
monkey guitar.
Yeah,
of course. Here's one. Down home.
Yeah,
was that with monkeys?
Well, what do you think?
And then we got the monkey mouse.
If you have to ask,
climbing the keys, shortening bread, unbelievable. Come on.
Okay, so we kicked it off.
Peter Potamus do?
Is there more monkey stuff on the second side there?
Yeah, there is. It's Monkey Shout, Monkey Time, Monkey Dance.
See?
Out on a Limb, Columbus Stockade Blues, and Sneaking Around.
Okay, so it was Monkey Shout that we kicked it off with, if you can believe it, folks. I don't know why we do this sort of thing off the Time Records label. We're spinning it because Okay, now look, there's no easy way to put this, no easy way to put this. We're actually, even though it's June 15th, we're doing our July installment now for Rockin' Radio. You know, the guys over at rockinradio.com, Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of plucked us out. When we said, you know what, we're not doing the Lost Discs radio show anymore back in like 08, they came to the rescue. They said, no, 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 yes, you are. And we're going to put you on Rockin' Radio. So go over there and dig them, folks, at rockinradio.com, because we've been doing it now since January of 2009 for these guys. And very nicely, we are carried on Area 51 when we do it live most of the time, which is where we're at now. But we're doing the July installment, and of course, management over at Rockin' Radio always insists that for July and August of every year, you do a themed show. So our theme, once again, is an instrumentals spectacular. We've got spectacular instrumentals coming from all over on tonight's show. Right, Joe?
That's absolutely right, Jim.
And I just want to, speaking of that kind of thing, Joe, you're in Pittsburgh, Joe, we know. And this next group is off of a record label from Pittsburgh, PA, the American Arts label. So I don't know if you've been able to figure out whether this group is from Pittsburgh. This is Dave and the Orbits.
I like their name.
Right?
It's a great name.
What do you think?
Well, here's a weird story. I was doing a little research because I don't really know the American Arts label.
Okay, I'll tell you.
It's not like Sherry or some of the other ones that you see cropping up around here, like Cohen C.
I can tell you, let me just give you a little info there, too. It says on the bottom of the label, it says a subsidiary of World Artists Records, Pittsburgh, PA. I don't know if that helps you.
Well, apparently they worked out of the Carlton House Hotel, Pittsburgh, PA, 15219.
No kidding.
That's what they say. I don't even know where the Carlton House would be right now. I mean, I'm guessing it's part of the Renaissance. It's all gone.
Hell, you say.
But apparently they were mainly just, they were the label. They did the pressing, and they put up the money. But really, they were farming stuff out. They had Dave and the Orbits were apparently from Detroit, where their A&R guy named Harry Balk, was producing artists and farming them out to American Arts. And it looks like they bought up other stuff. They released an Alma Cogan single in 1964,
okay,
doing Tennessee Waltz.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's an odd collection of stuff if you were to find their discography.
Wow. All right, some good infos there, Joe. All right, so let's just get into it. Now it's Chili Beans from Dave and the Orbits, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio. We'll be right back.
A little diversion to help the night along.
An email.
Hey, all right.
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com. 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 LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com.
Lord, am I sick of hearing about that?
Hey! folks, I'm Bob Crud, originator of the famous Tower Stores. Look for a Tower of Crud store in your area soon. Also, listen for our new radio show, The Tower of Crud Tower Hour. Come down soon, friend. And remember, with each purchase, you get a free...
Can you help me?
Flower Power Tower Hour towel. In fact, you might even win a whole set of Flower Power Tower Hour towels for your convenience if you find a Flower Power Tower Hour towel for your on your receipt. Folks, this is Bob Crud of Tower of Crud Stores reminding you, don't forget.
Rockin' radio. And hear this.
Off the Amp Records label. Okay, the Dawn Beats with Midnight Express. See, I don't know that. I can tell you, you're gonna hear that one again, and you know why? Because it's gonna show up on the record label poll at our website, Brad.
Cool.
Okay, so I want you to get over there. Go ahead, give them the website address, Brad. Val, Jesty. Joe Stacks, give them the website address. Where can the people find us on the internet?
On the internet? By God, sir.
I'm so glad that...
You want to go to LostDiscsRadio.com, discs with a C, .com with a C.
Yeah, no, he's right. That's it. It's just LostDiscsRadio.com. You spell the word discs with a C, right? Okay. Anyway, there is a new record label poll up on the website, by the way, those of you. And we know that Val, what did you vote for last time?
Black Crest? Yes.
Yeah.
The Black Crest record label, folks, is leading the new poll at our website. Go over there and vote now while you still can. You know, you'll have like 4 months to vote on it, but go now. You know, it's early voting. it's an early voting
thing. Vote often.
Hey, before that, it was Jerry Ross on the Apex label. We assume he's a trumpet player because of that weird wah-wah muted trumpet thing he was doing there with a thing called Outer Drive. Interestingly enough, Joe, that's a 45 that I picked up at Jerry's Records in...
Hotcha.
In Pittsburgh.
And if you can get to Pittsburgh, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, Jerry is hosting Vinyl Palooza this weekend. 50,000 LPs for $1 a pop. Only knows what you're going to find there.
Criminy. All right. And before that, it was Keedy and the Cats. Okay, that's Keedy and Cats with a K. You're spelling it with Way Out on the Huron Records label, which was a division of the old King Records label, which we all know the King label. Man, one of my favorite instrumentals, way out, I'm just telling you. And of course, we kicked off that set with a Pittsburgh, well, with a Michigan group, as we found out, on a Pittsburgh label, Dave and the Orbits with Chili Beans. Joe, anything about Keedy and the Cats coming your way there?
Well, apparently, these guys were from the Indiana area.
Wow.
Keedy was Keith Phillips, and he may have been the drummer in the group. And they started cutting records in 59 for the KW Records label out of Indianapolis.
Is that like being the Indian of the group?
There you go. He's the Indian of the group. They would change the name a few times, ending up as Keedy and the Casuals by 63. And then eventually Keedy was heading up the Phillips 6 by the mid to late 60s.
So what year would you put on Keedy and the Cats then, roughly?
Well, they started in, their first record came out in 59.
Oh, wow.
So by 63, they'd become Keedy and the Casuals.
Wow. So all right, so we're talking 61 or 62 there with that.
That seems a pretty safe.
That's a pretty tough sound for an early 60s record there, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, nice and raunchy.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Jerry Ross, we don't care, some trumpet guy, right? And then the Dawn Beats, do we know? Do we care? I couldn't find anything about these guys.
Apparently, the record's from Columbus, Indiana, so that we're assuming the band is from the same area. Who knows?
Wow, fantastic. Anyway, some fantastic instrumentals. You know, when a lot of DJ oldie type guys talk about instrumentals, this is the kind of stuff they're talking about, right? That was the set there. Now, it's going to get a little weird maybe from here on out. I don't know. And Brad?
Yes.
In the meanwhile, we'll read the old email action that's come in from Scotty and Peg in upstate New York, and they're glad to be listening to us rather than listening to the Yankees lose another game, they say. Wow. Okay, that's harsh. And Filthy Phil, good old Filthy Phil, coming in here from down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, you know. He's digging it no matter what he does from time to time. You know, you catch him on KXUA 88.3 FM down there, Brad, where they sometimes will relay this show in podcast format on a Sunday night around 7 p.m. What do you say?
That's cool.
Yeah, they do. And then here comes, now this is, we have not heard in from Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia in a while. And actually, last I heard, he's up in Edmonton, Alberta nowadays. Yeah, and he's up there, and he's tweaking his brand new spanking Yaesu FT847, man. He gave us a snapshot of the grid there, the way he's working it. All right, and he's digging the tunes tonight. He wants to know if we can spin something for the Rig Pigs of Alberta. Holy hell. We'll just dedicate this.
Rigged Pigs.
We'll dedicate this whole show to the Rig Pigs for all I care. And interestingly enough, he says it's from Jason and Mike. Whatever happened to a sleep in the ditch Mitch is what I want to know.
Yeah. What did happen to him? Larry, is he still asleep?
Is he still in the ditch? Larry in South St. Paul making it with a weak signal on 5110 KC tonight, right? And he's digging it 73s to all. Okay, so there it is going around. In the meantime, folks, you get in the email. Go ahead, Brad, give him that old email address.
Well, I want Chesty to sit on my lap so that she can get to the microphone here first. Yes, it's LostDiscsRadio.com.
No, you're as bad as Dr. Doug Brown.
I'm as bad as, well, hey, that's saying something. Lost, I'm looking at LostDiscsRadio.com.
LostDiscsRadio at Yahoo.com is the email, and you still got to spell.
Well, that's the email. You were asking for the web address.
Discs with a C. I know, I'm just trying to keep you on your toes, Brad. It's very confusing.
Okay, yeah, right.
And then, okay, so now we're going into a thing here, because a couple weeks back, good old Cosmic Debris over there at Lumpy Gravy was spinning a version of Apache. You know, that old Jorgen Ingman tune. It was a big hit back in like 61 or so. And so I had this record called Apache by a group called The Chiefs. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to blow everybody's mind. I'm going to play this cover of the old Jorgen Ingman tune, Apache, and by the Chiefs, and it's going to be great. But so I slapped the old 45 on the turntable tonight. It turns out not to be a cover of the hit version of Apache. It's a completely different thing, and here we go tonight. Good luck on this one, folks. But it is Apache. tonight on Lost Discs. Right?
I hope I do it without arrogance or a smart alecky know-it-all attitude.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
How about that? Sounds like something pretty cool.
Are you crazy? I mean, what?
We'll talk it over in the morning when you've had a chance to sober up a bit.
home now. Take it home. Well, see, that is the sound of Jorgen Ingman. See, you have to slow down when you say that name, man, or else you'll really blow that one. On the Acto Records label with the Pine Tops Boogie Woogie, man. That's like an old standard big band tune there, is what he's doing on his guitar. That's the guy that did Brad. Are you paying attention?
I'm looking at this Yvonne Craig in a tub. That's a nice picture on your website here, ladies and gentlemen. That's LostDiscsRadio.com with a C.
Yes, there is it. Are you sure that's Yvonne Craig? I thought that was Tasha Femkins.
No, that Tasha is just above her, but this is definitely, yes. I can tell.
Yes, you can see. Yes, you can tell that type of cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
That type of hair. Oh, yeah, hairdo
and thighs. Look at that.
Yeah, he's over at the website digging some of the fan gallery pics.
That's right.
There, folks. You could just do it at LostDiscsRadio.com, troll around on that site. Anyways, yes, Jorgen Ingman. That's the guy that did the original Apache, which was a big, it stalled out at number 2 for 2 weeks back in 1961. Because before that, we heard Davy Allen and the Arrows doing Apache 65, right? You know how it was. You cover a song, and then you've got to put the year that you're doing it on just to make all the kids know that you're hip. You know, I'm
and
not
doing. New.
I'm not covering that old Apache song. I'm redoing it as Apache 65, kids. And of course,
Les Paul did that song, I think, too, didn't he?
A lot of people did that. Yeah, a lot of guitar guys did that, man. And it was the Chiefs that kicked off the set with a song called Apache, okay, on the Greenwich record label, but obviously a different one where they're scalping the people. Very politically incorrect, Brad.
Scalping?
Politically incorrect.
I told you. Get that machete.
See, when Brad shows up, that's... Don't. The whole show devolves into a politically incorrect situation.
I'm quite proud of myself for that. Yeah.
Okay, so once again, I'm sorry to do this to you folks, but the emails are just pouring in. Mr. Bill in Southwest Idaho.
Mr. Bill, there's such bad fires going down.
Boise, Idaho, to be exact, he says. Digging it. On 5110 on his Sony 7600 GR with the whip antenna, but not really working out too well. Anyway, he's digging the show, I guess, on the internet. He's drinking back some Devil's Pick IPA from the local hallowed Crooked Fence Brewery. My God, 82 degrees tonight in Boise, Idaho, so he says. Okay,
nice.
And then here comes some guy named Matt. Oh, yes, this is Matt in Cleveland, Ohio. And he was practicing the harp tonight and just put that down so he could dig the action on the show. You see the kind of weird stuff?
There's a lot of artsy
goes on
musicians in Cleveland.
When people are tuning in, I don't know. And then good old Marissa. Now, see, speaking of Pittsburgh, PA, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
We got Rissa now coming in with a whole crew of people that we don't know. She said she's very proud of the fact. She says she's got some people around that maybe we do know. And then she makes a point of saying, we've got some friends here that you don't know. And, oh, well, all right. But the whole tone of Marissa's email, as per usual, is very sort of toasted somehow.
Well, they're by the fire.
They're out there. She sent a pic out there by the fire, and you can see Deej sitting there by the fire, and he's looking a little bit pickled, too. All right. So now.
Where's the marshmallows?
All right. Joe, I don't know. We're all going to have to brace ourselves now.
Hold on.
Okay? Because, Joe, we were.
Everybody take a drink.
Now, Brad, you're from Massachusetts.
Yes.
You're from outside of the Beantown area.
Say car.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Lay your accent on us just to prove a
Say
point.
Say car. We parked the car and have it yard.
See, he's not faking it, man. That's really how he talks.
Nah, it ain't.
And so, you know, occasionally from time to time, and just like a few weeks ago even, as a matter of fact, we were spinning some of what people have come to call the Bosstown sound, which was sort of a late 60s pseudo-psychedelic thing, right, from groups like... Go ahead.
Groups like the Ultimate Spinach.
Yeah.
and oh God, who else was up there? The Beacon Street Union.
There you go.
Go on.
Right, Joe. Come on, help us out.
Oh yeah, Chameleon Church. You know, and then there were some offshoots like Earth Opera. They were from
oh yeah,
they were
yeah,
the MGM label.
The Id.
The Id. Wow. That's yeah. There's a good one. All right. So now, Joe. A lot of these. Not so much the Id or Earth Opera, which were a little bit more legit, but some of those more studio-produced groups like Ultimate Spinach and stuff, they were being produced by a brainchild guy named Alan Lorber, correct?
That is so right. I think if you look at almost any of the credits on there, he is the producer on all of the MGM Bosstown stuff.
Right. Now you, Joe, for tonight's Instrumentals Spectacular that we're doing now for good old rockandradio.com here, you've sent over something, come to find out, by the Alan Lorber Orchestra. So, like, this guy went into the studio to try to do some of his own thing under his own name.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, didn't everybody at some point? I mean, Andrew Lou Goldham and George Martin capitalized on the success of, you know, of their reputations and the people they produced by putting out stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, why not Alan Lorber?
Yeah. All right.
My only regret is that we didn't have a Tom Wilson solo album.
Fair enough. So anything we need to know going into this? Because it gets a little raga-ish.
Yeah, well, that's the whole vibe. I mean, it's from the album The Lotus Palace, released on Verve. A division of MGM.
Yeah. Now, this is some kind of an original. I can't even really pronounce this one. What is it? Rupakataka?
Yeah, that'll work. Rupaka da teri din din.
Yeah. Well, I'm just...
What?
Yeah. Right. Go ahead. Say it again. Say it three times fast, Joe.
Rupakata teri din din. I was too slow.
Yeah, well,
pause after the first three syllables.
Yeah. Well, here it comes, man, tonight exclusively on the show. For your...
Groovy.
For your lysergic...
Ooh.
Experience tonight. Dig it.
Peter Tork of the Monkees is an Aquarian who has recently gained fame.
Michael, he's doing it again.
shall we stuff another?
Like to listen to all those interesting, you know, records they play.
I suddenly find myself with a lot of outer space reverb on my microphone. Thank you. well,
it's in the water.
Well,
that's sitting in there.
That's none other than Texas's own The Nightcaps off the Van Dan Records label. Okay, we have the LP on that. Very proud to say, Brad, that we have a copy of this collectible LP.
I hear the cuckoo clock. You say Brad, and the cuckoo clock comes on downstairs.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Reminding me, by the way, that cuckoo clock, that it is getting near top of the hour, and Jason in Alberta has emailed back in to say that Asleep in the Ditch Mitch ain't answering his phone tonight.
He's still asleep.
So there was no there will be no connection on Mitch, but he is alive and well and fixing cash registers back in the province there. Okay? And
Mr. Bill in Idaho.
Mr. Bill in Idaho, yes. Chesty is sending 70. No, she's sending 88s to Mr. Bill in Idaho, folks. Can I tell you, the Aquarians, before that, now on the Uni Records label, right? We know the Filthy Phil of the Plastic Magic Radio Show particularly digs that Uni Records label, folks. And there was the Aquarians off of their LP, man, with a track off of side two called The Head. The Head, that's what it was called, The Head. And then before, and it was Glenn Campbell. Brad, that was the 12-string special. And you called it while it was playing. You said, dude, that's a 12-string.
Yeah.
Okay, which was the, right here. You see what I mean, Brad? The astounding 12-string guitar of Glenn Campbell.
That is cool. Look
okay, so that's the LP that we was digging there, folks.
Didn't he just croak?
No, but he's...
No, or he's close. He's circling the drain.
Well, he has Alzheimer's, Brad. He's a fading star, Brad. Yeah. He's a white dwarf, you see.
He really is a rhinestone.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to go out on the out-of-sight instrumental sound of the Ugly Ducklings, folks. Let's just get this right off the vinyl. Brad, can you confirm that I am... queuing up an LP on the Yorktown Records label right now on the table.
Absolutely. Look at that funky label.
Here we go. Let's find that. Nope. There.
Get her in the slot.
Here it comes, folks. It is the Yorktown Records label.
Get it
going
in
up
the
to
ditch, Mitch.
Ken and Marlene. You know. Who are up there digging it, man? And, of course, folks over at rockandradio.com, it is... the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Timmons, as per usual. And Jason Stone, the godfather of soul, for God's sakes. And always, the electrophonic sounds of Bri-Fi Phillips. Right there on the Listen Now page at rockandradio.com, folks, where you're digging it. We hope. And thanks to Area 51 and Larry. And thanks to Brad of Grits Radio fame and all the folks for chiming in tonight.
Good night, everybody.
Mail Action and Joe Stacks in Pittsburgh. We will check you next month, buddy.
All right. Good night.
Night, Joe.
Night, Brad.
Night, Jim.
Jesse.
Night, Jesse.
And good night, Weasley Steve.